Have you ever gotten lost? Any of you ever gotten lost? I remember one terrible night when I was driving in one of those country roads upstate New York, late at night, no street lights, and you know how pitch dark it gets? Yes? Yeah. Well, I also had two young children in tow, desperately trying to find a friend's house where we were going to spend the night. And this was before GPS. Remember those days when we had to make do with a paper map? Well, I didn't even have that. I had handwritten instructions, and you can imagine trying to drive and look at the instructions at the same time on a dark night. And I spent 20 minutes driving back and forth this stretch of the road until I finally found the house, its address being half hidden by the bushes. What a relief it was to find the destination. I finally found the way home. There are lots of ways for us to be lost. Siri can send us down the wrong road for some strange reason. But sometimes we're lost in life, and we're lost in our world that is so full of divisions and war. We ask ourselves questions like, is it time to change jobs? Or what treatment will we choose for someone who, a loved one who is ill? The passage we read from John 14 talks about those lost places inside us and around us. It speaks to our troubled hearts, the anxious mind, the people, us, who need direction and meaning in life. John 14 opens with that gentle but profound reassurance when we feel lost. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Now, at this time, Jesus is speaking to his disciples in a time of great uncertainty. After all, this is the night of the Last Supper. Jesus will soon be arrested, betrayed by Judas, denied by Peter, and the rest will flee for their lives. At that moment, somehow they feel the dread descending. They feel like they're walking in a dark, unknown road because their teacher is talking to them about hard things, about leaving, about suffering and change. And they were just clinging to what they knew. And they asked all the questions we ask when life just shifts underneath our feet. Where are you going? How can we follow? Show the way. And when Jesus tells us that he is the way, it changes everything. I think of it this way, that Jesus is our spiritual GPS system. Yes? We ask sometimes, and I've done this occasionally, Siri, how do you get to heaven? And of course, the answer is to follow Jesus. Or Siri, how do I get out of the mess that I'm in? And the answer is, of course, follow Jesus. Siri, how do I find myself through this grief and this suffering? The answer, of course, is follow Jesus. By the way, I don't recommend you ask Siri about getting to heaven, because if like she did to me, she may do to you. She'll send you to Horse Heaven, which is a place somewhere in Connecticut. But Jesus is the way. He not just offers directions, he accompanies us. He is the one who stands at our side in the middle of the trials and uncertainties and takes us step by step through it, through those dark roads that dominate our personal lives and our national and world landscape. Our passage speaks to anyone who has felt small and lost in this great big world of ours. Who worries about the kinds of communities our grandchildren will inherit down the road, given what we're facing today? Anyone who worries, there are many who worry about having enough money to pay for that insulin for their diabetes, Or will my family have enough to cover their housing costs as well as their groceries these days? Can we find the light in the darkness that surrounds us? But our text today calls us to take courage. It calls us to a steady faith, not to a certainty about every outcome, because there will be seasons like now when we can't see the top of the mountain because it is too dark. We do not know the full plan. We don't even have an address. But we are invited to walk in the presence of the one who is himself the way. And let us be clear, this is not an easy path. The disciples were afraid, and I wouldn't put it past it that some of us are afraid sometimes as well. But the presence of fear doesn't mean faith has failed. It means that faith gets tested and that faith will hold when things are hard, and it will build resilience, a resilience that says God will not leave us. So if God will not leave us, I will not leave my neighbor when they are struggling. I will not stay silent when injustice knocks at our door. We are called to be the people who act like there is hope, hope in that darkness, because Jesus has shown us the way. And because of that reason, hope can grow. Faith without action is like light hidden under the bushel. If you believe in the one who calls himself the way, then we too will seek out and help the lost. If we believe in a Savior who made and who prepares a room, then we will be about making room for, because that's how we are called to live. We will show up for the person who is left out. We stay at the table when the conversations get hard. We teach our children and our grandchildren to value kindness over status and courage over comfort. We bring along with us all those who are lost and cannot find the way. Faith doesn't mean the way is easy. The disciples were afraid, and we are too at times. I remember when my children were afraid of the dark. Have your children ever been afraid of the dark? Some of us know. Yeah. And they were scared to go to sleep. What made the fear go away was just being present to them in their fear, holding their hand until their eyes were closed and until they were resting. So the presence of fear doesn't mean faith has failed. It means faith gets tested. And we seek a faith that holds on even when things get hard. And in those tough times, we say, when a child cries out in fear, I will be that bring comfort and reassure them. I will not leave my neighbor who is struggling. I will not stay silent. I will not walk by someone who is lost trying to find their way forward. I will walk with them because I have someone who walks beside me. There's an image I want us to hold on to as we go from this place today. When we come to this table this morning, and in the bread and the cup, that is where we find Jesus, a Jesus who sets the table for everyone. There is room for people who are different, who are lost, for those who have stumbled and fallen, for those who are tired. This table is not just a final destination. It's a way of living. It's a map. Points the way right now. And when we believe in a God who has prepared a place and the one who is the way, we are called to arrange our lives around Jesus, around this table. The one who meets us here is the one who leads us forward. So if our hearts are troubled today, for whatever reason, we need to remember that we are truly not alone. We are invited into a relationship with the one who is the way, who has shown us the Father. We are given a companion who walks with us at our side. We are given a Savior who laid down his life for us and rose to create the way for us to follow. We are empowered by that Savior to do the work of love and light in this world. So may Jesus be our way and give courage to our journey, give wisdom to our questions, and make grace to make room at this table so that all who are lost can be found. Amen.